This short clip is a brief extract from a much longer interview that I did with the fantastic sex blogger and my good friend Molly Moore. She blogs at mollysdailykiss.com and she's also contributed tons of incredible smut to the audio porn project on my website, girlonthenet.com/audioporn. Here we're having a discussion about menopause and the ways in which it can affect your body. As somebody who is extremely nervous about going through perimenopause, I am so grateful to people like Molly for sharing their experience, and I really wanted to share this extract of the interview with you. If you'd like to hear the full interview, there is tons of fantastic stuff in there, including advice on how to take sexy photos, some of Molly's best sex stories, and a whole bunch of other stuff. She's incredibly witty, very wise and charming. You can find the whole thing if you support the Audio Porn Project on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.
I was going to ask, do you have any favourite posts, like pieces from your archive, or like, yeah, what would be, I know it's got, like, it's obviously hard to pick, like.
It is, because I wanted to say that it feels like you're asking me to pick between my children.
Okay, yeah, fair.
And it's like, no, I can't do that. But I did write some things down. I am quite proud of some of the stuff I've written about menopause, because I think that that's something that hasn't been written about. So there's a lot more stuff about menopause now than there was, say, 10 years ago, like a huge lot more stuff. And it's obviously like a hot topic at the moment. And, you know, you've got Davina McCall on the TV telling you about it. But it's the kind of big acceptable parts of the menopause.
Okay.
That are like talked about. And also it's often not very personal.
Yeah.
And so, like, I've tried to write about that from my experience, and it is my experience, and everybody's experience will be slightly different, but to talk about the different things and the stuff that's changed. And actually, I need to write a couple of updates, because I feel like I probably haven't written anything about that for about a year, and I think things have changed. And when I had written about it before, I was a bit like, oh, this isn't too bad. And now, like a year or so on, I'm like, you know what? This is fucking bad. It is actually bad.
Okay.
And I'll be okay. But it is bad. And the idea that, you know, women are kind of just supposed to glide through this fairly quietly.
Yeah.
It's just like, fuck off. If men had to do this, they would be allowed to kind of go have like a 5-year sabbatical while they went through it. I just know they would. Like, it's just, it's fucking hard.
So what, can you give me, because I've got a question here about, like, yeah, what are there any menopause myths that you would like to dispel, or like what things do you think people should have? I mean, I'm due my menopause in not too long a time, I don't think. Like, what should I know? What should I be braced for?
Again, it's the small little thing. So all the big things are everywhere on the internet. Like, okay, everybody knows, oh, you might get like hot flushes, or you might get night sweats, or like those kinds of things. I think are, if you look up the menopause, it will just tell you those things.
Yeah.
And so you're prepared for those things in a way, although you're not, because when you get them, you're like, oh, this is weird.
Okay.
But it's been the little things which were like almost more disconcerting. And so things like, and I did write about this in a post, is that, and weirdly this, like, the notes I've written are now because you've gone out of order.
I know, sorry.
Is that
you can
I
have time to think. I can cut out, you know.
No, is that I had noticed, one of the things I noticed is that I smelt different, my cunt smelt different.
Ooh.
And that smell that I'd always associated with, like, being turned on kind of vanished almost, and like I felt like I didn't smell of anything, and that was really weird and disconcerting. It was like, wait, what, hang on, why does that go? And obviously when you think about it, it's obvious why it goes away, because the hormones are actually what gives you smell.
Yeah.
And of course they're disappearing, and so now you don't like smell in that sexy way anymore. Well, when that's actually quite a turn on to you,
yeah,
it's like someone had taken something away. So that was one where I was like, oh, I don't like this. That's since changed, because I now have a type of HRT, which is like a little pessary, which is just an estrogen pessary that goes inside you. So it actually gives estrogen into your vagina to kind of plump everything back up again. It's all really sexy.
Has it made a difference? Can you feel a difference?
Feel
a difference? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, oh, totally. And that was the other thing. So being sore, and we've all been sore, everybody who has a vagina
yeah.
has been sore at some point in their life. The type of sore I experienced through the menopause is a type of sore I had never experienced before. It is completely different. Like, I'm using tons of lube, and even I wasn't even like particularly dry, and yet I still felt sore.
Oh.
Like, it's really, really weird. And it's because the tissues of your vulva and vagina actually kind of start to thin. And so even with like loads of lube, it's still just kind of sore.
Wow. Fuck, I did not know that.
Yeah. And again, like, it's a hideous discovery.
Yeah, right.
In the moment where you're like, God. It doesn't matter what you do. Again, the estrogen pessaries have pretty much got rid of that. Because again, it's the estrogen that gives the tissue that kind of plumpness. And without that, it kind of basically starts to disintegrate.
Holy
fuck. It's got a hideous name called vaginal atrophy.
Oh my God.
Because of course what we need in medicine is really awful terminology.
More words that make us feel awful about our bodies. Yeah.
So vaginal atrophy, that's what it's called. But it's not fucking fun. And if you have that, go to the doctor and demand that they give you the estrogen pessaries, because they are literally like sex pessaries.
That's such great advice. Thank you.
So it's little things like that. And the other thing that is just, God, I wish it would go away, and it won't, even with it's got better, but is my feet hurt.
Oh, why?
And it's really common because the fall in your hormones affects your muscle and particularly like tendons and ligaments.
Okay.
And so they struggle more, which is why a lot of people get like aching hands and you just ache more. But your feet are crammed full of tendons and ligaments more than any other part of your body.
Right, okay.
And so for a lot of people, it's their feet that they get it in. Like, I can tell you, like, I'm like, oh, my back aches more than it ever used to, or, you know, stuff like that. But my feet, like, really, really hurt. And that's why, because that drop in those hormones affects the ligaments and tendons, and so they just are not what they used to be.
Fucking hell.
And it's really, really annoying.
Yeah, fair. Those are all, I mean, yeah, none of those are things that I have read in, articles about menopause.
Yeah,
or,
and there's other little things, like I noticed that my hair had not, hair on my head had not, it kind of, I wouldn't say it stopped growing, but it had really like slowed down.
Okay.
And then when I started the HRT, within like 6 months, I was like, oh, my hair's grown loads. So definitely, like, it has an effect. That's the thing that I don't think we really appreciate, is that it has an effect on so many things. And it can do. For some people, that won't be their thing, you know. For some people, they start having problems with their gums and teeth, like having sore gums. Is part of perimenopause and part of menopause. Like,
okay.
So there's so many of these little things which you discover where you're like, oh, great.
Thanks a fucking bunch.
Fantastic. This is so much fun. This is the best fun I've ever had with my vagina. No, it's not the best fun I've ever had with my vagina or any of those related things. And there are times when you just look in the mirror, especially like your feet hurt and your fanny's sore, and you look in the mirror and you just think, oh, great. Yeah. I feel like bits are dropping off me. It is a really brutal thing, actually. And I said to a friend not that long ago, aging is also a privilege, because there are many people who don't get to age. But this is like a brutal privilege. Like, it is brutal. And I don't think that men, people with a penis, there's nothing like it that they experience.
Yeah.
And it is, like, parts of it are really tough. And you do have to really be like, okay, I have to embrace this. Because you can't, you can, you know, you can take the HRT and you can do all those things. but it's still happening. Like that, it's not like some magic pill where you then go, oh great, I felt like I did when I was 40.
Yeah.
You don't.
And I think you're right as well. Like, I know, you know, of course we don't want to be too gendered about it, like people with penises versus people with vaginas, but the way we talk about this is extremely gendered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very, very hard to escape from that. Like, you mm-hmm. know, obviously there will be non-binary and trans people who also go through the menopause.
Yeah.
And they will also be, you know, ignored and sidelined mm-hmm. because this has so often been seen as
yeah.
a women's problem, and therefore women should get on with it and shut up and be quiet, and we don't want to hear from you. We don't want to hear from you. You yeah. should be invisible.
Yeah.
And actually, I want to just quickly mention another of your posts that I fucking love. It's quite an old post, but you wrote it in response to a magazine
mm-hmm.
that had been, it was doing a shout out for, like, you know, people to give quotes or interviews for a story. And it was, I can't remember what the story was, but it was perfect for you to comment on. It was about sex advice and, you know, sex and kink.
I think it's that one I had pitched them.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
I pitched them and they were really interested and excited. And they were like, yeah, we definitely want to do this. And she was like, send me a couple more sentences, blah, blah, blah. And I did all that. And they were like super up for it. And then I don't know whether she looked me up or whether they were like looking for a kind of bio thing, but she sent me a message just saying, oh, can we just clarify how old you are? And I can't remember how, I want to say I was 46 in something that like time. That,
yeah.
And she wrote back saying, oh, thanks very much for your interest. Like, you know, we really liked your idea, but sadly our readers are all in their 20s and 30s. And so like, we're not interested. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? It took me a good week to get to the I'm sorry, what? Because at the time, it literally, I had a moment where I was like, I might as well give up. Like, you can, as I wrote in that post, you can get better at writing, you can get better at pitching, you can get better at all these things, but I can't get better at being 46 or actually nearly 47. Mm. I can't fix that. And if that's the reason I'm not going to get published, I might as well fucking jack it in now because I can't fix that.
I'm going to ask, what is one piece of sex advice? I was going to say that you would give to anybody, but you know what? What is one piece of sex advice you would give to me?
Oh my God. Yeah. What?
Like, what should I be doing better with my life and my sex life?
Oh God. One piece of sex advice.
Is that hard? I can change it if you want. We can
no,
do
I mean,
sex
I don't
advice
know.
For anybody.
I guess in some ways, but I don't know that it's very, I guess because you've talked about the menopause thing. I would just say, don't be scared. I was really, really scared. And while some of it has been awful, it is also in a weird way a gift. And you just have to embrace it and say, I learned something new about myself. And I guess that is something that I would say to anybody. Like, be open to learning new shit about yourself. Absolutely done. And I, looking back over like my journey from like starting to discover my inner slut and then like going on to discover about kinks and stuff, that being open to learning something new about yourself is one of the key things I think about having a happy, good sex life.
That's such good advice. Yeah. And that is such an
always keep learning. Like, even doesn't matter even if you're like 70, that's because I see people even saying, am I too old to discover my kink or sexuality or whatever, and my answer is absolutely not. No.
Yeah,
like you can absolutely find it.
Yeah, if you're old, if you're asking that question, you are not too old to discover anything about yourself.
Yes,
totally agreed.